Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 9. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Wisdom has built her house, she has carved its seven columns. She has prepared a great banquet, mixed the wines, and set the table. She has sent her servants to invite everyone to come. She calls out from the heights overlooking the city. Come in with me, she urges the simple. To those who lack good judgment, she says, come eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways behind and begin to live, learn to use good judgment. Anyone who rebukes a mocker will get an insult in return. Anyone who corrects the wicked will get hurt. So don't bother correcting mockers, they will only hate you. But correct the wise, and they will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be even wiser. Teach the righteous, and they will learn even more. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. If you become wise, you will be the one to benefit. If you scorn wisdom, you will be the one to suffer. The woman named Folly is brash. She is ignorant and doesn't know it. She sits in her doorway on the heights overlooking the city. She calls out to men going by who are minding their own business. Come in with me, she urges the simple. To those who lack good judgment, she says, stolen water is refreshing. Food eaten in secret tastes the best. But little do they know that the dead are there. Her guests are in the depths of the grave. Once again, that was Proverbs chapter 9 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Wisdom and folly are both calling out to you. Folly is much easier to follow. Folly gives you what you seemingly want, only to trap you later in your own desires, laziness, and blame. This is a life that is empty, alone, hurting, and without purpose. Wisdom is harder but brings lasting rewards and godly character. Following Jesus is often a harder path, but it leads to a better life because we are close to our Savior. This is the last chapter in the, quote, call to wisdom, end quote, section in Proverbs chapters 1 through 9, and the call is given again. The Father told his Son to choose wisdom. God is calling us all to choose wisdom, and wisdom herself is calling out to choose her better path. This is the life God has for us. Wisdom is freely given by God to anyone who is willing to humbly listen, learn, and choose. Tragically, so many people reject wisdom, mock those who tried to help them, and despise correction. Wise people don't pretend that we live in a wise world. They are on guard and know how to navigate well in a lost world. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How will you reject folly today? What is the, quote, harder path, end quote, in your life? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.